Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in red as they follow through with weakness from last Friday or Thursday's report. And I think that the shock of finding 350 million more bushels of corn and near 50 million bushels more of soybeans is what's weighing on the market. Now, we know that the funds have been heavy short for some time in wheat, leaning to start and gravitating towards the short side in corn, eventually might hit the beans too. But we have to realize we've had some of the most bullish fundamental news with South American delays in shipping up to over 60 days, 60 to 65 days. Now they're hitting around 57. And yet, expecting transfer of business or demand coming to the U.S. from China, and yet the market could not make higher highs over the March expiration. It is not uncommon for the corn and soybean market or wheat to make lower lows from a March low and in the month of April. Sometimes it can stretch into early May, and then we bottom and turn higher into the June-July period. We'll see if that happens again this year. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.